This is the History of the World podcast, Illuminati Debrief.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the History of the World podcast debrief. And this is a debrief for our first episode about Chinggis Khan. So let's have a look at the source material for this episode. And I must admit that in recent weeks, I've had to scrap around a little bit for some episodes, particularly the Korean episodes. There's not an abundance of material in my bookshelf on the history of Korea. But when it comes to Chinggis Khan, there's no getting away from it. It's everywhere. So I've already told you on a number of occasions about the book of zines that are published by magazine publishers, and they are on specific subjects. And I've got this wonderful one about Chinggis Khan and the Mongol Empire, which was incredibly helpful, it was the initial part of the book was devoted to talking about the earliest years of Chinggis Khan and how he became Chinggis Khan from those humble beginnings as Temujin. Now, these book of zines, they're a collaboration. There are a number of contributors involved in the production of these book of zines, and they'll have a number of different article writers, and they'll use imagery that's obviously commissioned for the purpose of use with these book of zines. So they're quite a collaboration, not your typical authored book. But the particular article in the book of zine about Chinggis Khan's life, it's written by a man called Derek Wilson, and I just wonder if it's the same Derek Wilson who has written so much about East African history and Tudor period English history. So it'd be interesting if it was the same man. I just don't know. It could be a namesake for all I know. It just seems quite an unusual article for someone of Derek's resume to have written. But interestingly enough, it's such a good article that I was able to utilise it to great effect for the organisation of this particular episode. But there are a number of books, and I was jumping in and out of different publications and trying to embellish certain aspects of the story. But one thing I did find that when I was looking at the various different articles and the various different books is a lot of them could conflict with each other regarding the information within it. So I had to really tread carefully, and the one resource that is contemporary or as close to contemporary as you could possibly get is The Secret History of the Mongols, which was written just after the death of Chinggis Khan by Mongolian writers. So that would be the closest thing that you could get to an accurate a contemporary account of what really was going on. But because it's written in quite a poetic manner, as often the historical writings can be found to come across to us, the way that it's interpreted by different historians and different researchers can leave us with quite a confused story at the end of it. So I was doing a lot of triangulating, and sometimes I wasn't really getting exactly to the bottom of what I wanted to find out. And it might be the order of events or you know, when, how, in what year something might have happened, of course, because they didn't use the Julian calendar, for example. So it had to be interpreted by the name of the year. So it might have been the year of the tiger, for example, if we're talking about when Genghis Khan was proclaimed Genghis Khan. And you have to deduce from that what year it would have been. So but we can deduce it's 1206 by that fact alone. So it's interesting, really, just trying to not... I have to tread carefully, and I can't just rely on one source. And if I do, I have to, at the very least, let you know that that's what I'm doing. So in the case of me writing a little bit more about one aspect of the story, I did refer to a book by John Mann called The Mongol Empire. And it's a very, very good book. It's a very well-written and a very easy to read book, which is what you need, really. When I went to the Chalk Valley History Festival, I think maybe 2 years ago now, I sat and listened to a lady called Marie Favreau, who had written a book about the Mongol horde, which is more specifically the westward advancing Mongols, who ultimately established a polity in the modern sort of country of Russia around Moscow, that area. And this book, actually, she does go into the origins of the Mongols and, of course, the story of Genghis Khan. And within it, she does write in quite a stylish manner about Genghis Khan's upbringing, but of course, and his early adulthood, of course. But the thing is, because she is so knowledgeable about the subject, because she's quite deeply studied in it, it can. I sometimes have to read it two or three times before I absorb what she's really talking about. So there's a lot of aspects that she's very, very familiar with in terms of her own studies. So very interesting, though. But these books are interesting. It was quite a difficult episode to organise for that reason. Another book, which is a much more general book, which I found very helpful, was the one by Simon Sebag Montefiore called The World, A Family History. And this is a huge book. If I look in it now, it's over 1,300 pages long. But I managed to pick this book up this year from Waterstones in Piccadilly, the largest bookshop in Europe, it's claimed to be. And that's sort of coming useful as well in terms of bulking out the information of the episode. So a lot to do with the books. And not least of all to say that now that I'm using AI technology, I'm using the co-pilot AI technology on Bing. That's very useful in terms of tracking down web links and also helping my understanding of particular concepts. I just ask Copilot a question and it gives me quite a good answer and a direction to head in terms of looking for links and web links. And as a consequence, what I'm doing now, I'm sharing all of those web links alongside the names of all the books on the historyoftheworldpodcast.com website. So if you go to the historyoftheworldpodcast.com, you'll see it's on the blog there, all of the resources that I've used to write this episode. And not only that, if you go to the list of episodes in the volumes under the homepage menu, you'll also see that there's links to the bibliography alongside links to the maps for the particular episode. So very good indeed, very good to be able to share that with you. I think it's quite important to be able to share the source material. Well, that's it, really. I mean, that's all I'm going to talk about in terms of... I could go on for ages about the sources of this particular episode, such was intensity of the information, but really that was how I approached it. I'll probably be taking a similar approach to the second of the two-part series about Chinggis Khan, which will be in a couple of weeks' time. Anyway, I'll close this week just to let you know that I think it will be on Wednesday. I'll just check the date. Wednesday the 22nd of May, I'm intending to go to the podcast show, which is in Islington in London in the UK. And it's at the Business Design Centre. And if you want to go yourself, you have to go to the Podcast Show 2024 website and buy yourself a ticket. But if you do decide to go, let me know and drop me a line and I'll hook up with you for a coffee or something like that. We can have a brief chat. And it'd be great to see you there and talk a little bit about history. Anyway, that's it for this week's debrief. Next week there'll be another magazine episode. I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing yet. Maybe something to do with events that shaped the past, maybe something like that. I could do something like that, couldn't I? But other than that, we may go back to the Masters of War again. But I do hope that you enjoyed the last one about journeys, something a little bit different. Anyway, that's it for this week. As I say, next week, magazine, and then the week after, part two of the Chinggis Khan story. So thanks for listening, and until we speak again, be good.